Hey guys, it's Kristen. We'll jump into the episode in just 1 second. But first, I have a question for you. Are you tired of guessing what food is causing your weight gain, your bloating, your indigestion, or your pain? Trust me, I get it. You've tried all the diets. You can't stomach that magic shake. You've heard that taking gluten out would solve your problems. But at the end of the day, you just can't get consistent results with the food on your plate. For years, you've spent time trying to lose that last 10 pounds, and it seems like every few months you give another diet a try. However, it doesn't have to be that way. Instead of that diet or magic shake, it's time to learn what your body needs to finally start losing that last 10 pounds and take health into your own hands. With 5 days of supported food journaling, you can begin to discover what's causing your body pain and preventing you from achieving your goals. Click the link for 5-day food journal in the show notes, and you'll be able to get right to that root cause in the next 5 days. Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chat. Weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. This week, we are going to attack a big, big topic. And it's something that I'm very, very passionate about. And if you have followed me on social media at all over the last few years, you've probably heard me say this. I'm here to tell you to stop doing the diet trends. Stop following keto and paleo and Whole30 and Weight Watchers, colored containers, magic shakes, etc. Just stop. I've got something that's better for you to help you with that long-term success. Because it's easy to see your best friend's brother's neighbor get awesomely leaned out and fit on keto, or on paleo they start to see that everything's better. But what happens when they go back to eating the way they ate before? Or what happens when they eat out and they're not eating on diet? What happens when they're not eating keto? If weight loss is the goal, that weight comes back. I've seen it many, many times. I have many, many friends who have done keto, who have done paleo, who have done it all. Who've done the colored containers. I've done the colored containers. That did not go well. It comes back because, yes, you are building a habit in terms of a certain way of eating, in terms of limiting carbs or eating higher fats or eating only a certain number of containers per meal. You're building this habit of those limitations. But there comes a point where it's going to stop working, or there comes a point where you're going to plateau. You're going to hit your weight loss goals. What happens next? Do you continue eating keto the rest of your life? Maybe some people do. And if that's the case and they've seen success and it works for their body, that's great. But so many times I see people who see awesome weight loss success, but the second they go back to eating the foods that they enjoy, because they weren't enjoying the foods they were eating on keto, they gain the weight back. I'm not here to completely hate on keto. Keto definitely has a time and a place, but I truly don't believe it should be the first step in your health journey. Keto is for when you understand your body and when you understand how your body is going to react to all the foods you eat. I personally still don't like keto, but I see that there are people who do see long-term success with it and they're able to maintain eating that way. So instead of talking about these diets and why they're not sustainable, we're going to talk about what to do instead. The main reason these diets are not sustainable is because they are written as a, this is the diet, this is how it goes. They're not written in a way in, this is how your body reacts to this food, so you probably shouldn't be eating it. They don't take into account that we're all individual people. I am different than you, and how my body reacts differently to food, or how my body reacts to food is different than how your body reacts to food. You might be able to drink whole milk or 2% milk all day long. Personally, I'm gonna end up sick if I drink that all day long. keeping that in mind, as an individual, you have to pay attention to that when you go into any sort of health or fitness goal. So if you're going into a health journey and you're saying, I'm going to lose 25 pounds, and you're going to go on and do this keto diet, well, what if eggs are an issue for you, but the book you're reading says you should be eating eggs at every meal? How is that going to work with your body? It's not going to. You're not going to see success with it because you're going to be bloated. You might have stomach issues. You might see anxiety start to creep in. You might have massive brain fog. Those are the things that these diets don't take into account. So instead of jumping full force into the diet that your best friends, ex-husbands, neighbors, brothers, sisters, aunt saw success with, take a step back and start focusing on your body and how your body reacts to food. One of the biggest stories that I have told time and time again is my story of figuring out my anxiety. I was in a situation where I was counting macros and I was doing if it fits in your macros, which also is something that I don't necessarily love. I was doing if it fits in your macros. And in order to try to hit the goals that I was eating a ton of gluten and dairy. My anxiety was like way up here. Well, the number one and two triggers for anxiety are gluten and dairy if you're sensitive. I'm sensitive to both. And by eliminating those, I actually lost 10 pounds because my body was holding on to so much water weight, so much bloating, because my body is sensitive to gluten and dairy. So not only did it help with my anxiety, but it also helped me with weight loss. Not saying you should just go eliminate gluten and dairy, but that's my point when I talk about learning to eat for how your body reacts to food. You can't just jump into a diet blindly without understanding your body and then seeing long-term success. So how do you understand how your body reacts to food? Well, first of all, start paying attention a little bit more. The easiest thing you can do is grab a notebook and a pen and paper and write down how your body reacts when you eat foods. So say today at lunch, you ate your lunch and a half hour later, you're exhausted, you're ready to go take a nap and you're bloated and maybe you have some acid reflux or maybe all of a sudden that meeting that you were stressing about at all is really stressing you out. Chances are that's a sign your body doesn't like something about what you ate for lunch. Other things that might happen is you might see your anxiety go up. You might start having problems focusing. You might, like I said, acid reflux. Your stomach might not be responding. Your pants might not button. That's not normal. As a society, we have normalized that. You know, you eat your Thanksgiving meal and you unbutton your pants, right? We've normalized as a society, no hate on Thanksgiving, that meal you should unbutton your pants, but no hate as a society, no hate on Thanksgiving, but as a society, we've normalized overeating or eating all these processed foods that cause all of these problems. Instead, our bodies are screaming at us and we should be listening to them. So the first thing you can do is take a food journal. You guys know I love my food journals. Start paying attention. You just need a notebook. Write down what you ate and how you felt. If you really want to dig in further, I have something for you. This Sunday, I'm hosting a workshop live at 7 p.m. Central Time, all on Zoom. You don't have to be near me. It's all virtual. And I'm going to tell you exactly the steps you need to eat for your body. I'm going to tell you how to research. I'm going to teach you how to learn what your body likes and what your body doesn't like. I'm going to teach you how to start making those adjustments. And with those adjustments comes healing. And if you know what I've talked about historically, Research Adjust Heal is my best self method. And it's what all of my clients go through in both group coaching and one-on-one coaching. I am all about learning to listen to your body first and then tackling the diet or the weight loss. Because if you aren't listening to your body, if you aren't paying attention to your body's needs, that weight loss may never come and it may never be sustainable if it does come. If you learn to listen to your body, you can begin to heal your body from the trauma. Bloating, digestive issues, brain fog, anxiety, acne, all of that is a sign that your body is inflamed. Your body is swollen. Something in your body is not working right. It's time to tackle it. So I would love to see you Sunday night at the Eat for Your Body workshop. Stop doing diets. Focus on your body first. Then we can talk about the diet.